Hawaiian paradise.
And welcome back to Golf Talk Seattle, powered by Hawaii Golf Experience. Check them out, HawaiiGolfExperience.com. I'm Josh Kearns, coming to you from the Hawaiian island of Maui. Why Maui, you say? Well, because I got invited to tag along on a friend's business trip, had just enough frequent flyer miles, and damn it, you only live once, right? Check back with me next week when the visa bill comes in. Anyway, everyone has their own favorite island here, but our family's always been partial to Maui, in large part, I think, because it packs so much into a relatively small place. Anything you and your whole family could want in a Hawaiian vacation, you can find it on Maui. Great golf, incredible beaches, check. Stunning tropical scenery, check. You want remote hiking, canyons, waterfalls, check. If you want just a beach resort where somebody brings you a drink with an umbrella in it, you got that too. Anyway, the heart of Maui for many is the Ka'anapali Resort. Ka'anapali features two world-class golf courses, a dizzying array of hotels, condos, and homes, restaurants, shops, and one of the best beaches in the world. So after playing around, I sat down with Ka'anapali Director of Golf Sudhi Nitakorn, who is, I gotta tell you, one of the coolest and nicest guys you'll ever meet. And we talked about what makes Ka'anapali so special. So Sudhi, it is great to be here at Ka'anapali. And this is really the granddaddy of Hawaiian golf, of resort golf. This really was the birthplace of, and still just such a fabulous place.
Yeah, Ka'anapali was, I call it the OG, right? It's the original. It's the first master plan destination property within Hawaii, the whole state. So you got, this plan to put this place on the map. It's with good reason. It had so much history with how, ancient royalty used to use this land as playground for their families and things like that. And so, I think it's pretty fitting. You put this amazing place with all these gorgeous places to stay and sleep with one of the most recently voted number one beach in Hawaii. That was pretty cool. And not to mention, we got a golf course here, two golf courses here that have two distinct, different personalities to them. One is the nice little resort course that you go play with great views. It's fun to play, husband and wife, family, all this and that. And then you go over to the Royal course, that can be done too, but it's you got the tournaments that have been there, all the history with all the guys, Chichi Rodriguez, Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, the king himself, Fred Couples more recently, so Tom Kite, Tom Watson. You're talking about all these guys who've played here. For us who play here, It's just a fun course, rolling hills, challenging but not too challenging. You're not going to lose a ton of golf balls. You're going to, if you play with your buddy, you're going to make some fun bets and have a good time out there. If you're coming in from Colorado, you're going to see some views that are amazing from wherever you're from
Seattle. How about Seattle?
Seattle. I was going to drop that in there. So. I didn't want to get too direct, but there is a direct
flight. We don't do subtle. I don't do subtlety here. Come on.
There's a direct flight, right, from Seattle?
A lot of them,
with good reason. So, I apologize. I should have started with the gusto. I wanted to end big. But Seattle, you're talking about enjoying a place that is just has that. There's a reason for that award, aloha. It just kind of shines through from the arrival here. From the airport, driving to Ka'anapali, you've got ocean view the whole time. And in some spots, you're driving with the ocean right there, a cliff dive down from it. And so you're staring out there, which is a reason why the traffic's slow sometimes. Mm. But no worries, you'll get here. And then you get to stay in one of these first-class hotels. And like I said, on the golf course, once you get out there, play. There's all these vistas. There's one hole that goes on the Royal course that goes right by the beach. Then you venture up onto the mountainside where you get a nice panoramic view of the whole resort. This is one of it's the only island where you get to see the view of many of the islands. So you get a nice view of the island of Lanai, the island of Molokai, on some clear days on the south side of the island, you can see the big island. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And if on some really clear days, you can see Oahu.
You said the logo, which I'd forgot about, or the taglines, where the world comes to play.
Yeah.
There is such a cool vibe, whether it is even in the... I mean, you can be as serious as you want. If you want to come and play your big money skins game, whatever, you can do that, and this golf course will give you all of that. But the range of experiences, I'm seeing you're doing foot golf, mm-hmm. and you've got the juniors in the afternoon, the cake, and you're doing free golf for the kids. So you really make sure that everybody can come and experience this at whatever level they want to, from the serious hardcore golfer to the, you know what, I'm on vacation, I haven't played golf. When I was in the shop the other day, two guys... You know, they got the clubs, they bought all the stuff, and they may never play golf until they come back again next year.
It invokes that, right? And it makes you want to play. You know, it's not where your dad comes to play. The tagline isn't where, your kid comes to play. It's where the world comes to play. Everybody, there's something for everybody. So, like, you're right. You know, when you come here, there's golf, foot golf. We have golf boards where it's those kind of like those surfboards with wheels on them. We do our own version of Topgolf every once in a while. That's pretty cool. And, not to mention, you're still within the resort. You can play golf and, as many times, as long as it takes to play 18 holes, and then go back right across the street, go to the beach, and then go to dinner in one of the top restaurants, all within the resort. So, what's better than that to know that you don't have to waste any time? And if you want to see what Maui's all about, you go to one of the hikes, you go to the blowhole that's only a 15-minute drive away, you go up, do a hike on the side of the mountain, which same thing, there's zip lining right here at Kaanapali. Within Kaanapali, there's a lot of stuff to do. It's the only beach on Maui where you can launch for a sunset cruise off of the beach. How cool is that?
And what's nice, too, especially about Kaanapali, is you can have everything from your own condo, whatever, maybe more simple accommodation, or to the ultimate luxury. And all of that seems to work. It all just sort of fits. You don't feel like you're at the, I won't name the brands, but, some super snooty high-end thing where you're not welcome, and maybe it's not, or conversely, if you want that and you don't want the proletariat, everybody just sort of seems to come together, and there isn't, it just feels like everything works, together.
So you've got the 4.5-star hotels all the way to these condominiums that have kitchens in them. There's something for if you're bringing a family, those are great places to stay. You go out and enjoy the day and come back, cook dinner, and you don't have to go out to one of those big fancy restaurants and spend a paycheck on one of them. But either way, if you do like it, they have that too. They have some of the best rated restaurants that serve anything from sushi to Italian to, whatever your heart desires, or stomach, I should say, your tummy. This place has a lot of amazing chefs. And as far as Hawaii goes, Pacific Rim cuisine is essentially invented in Hawaii. This is where they actually are here. They're actually creating stuff. And that's the part where I'm tickled. I'm just a golf professional who gets to talk about food, places to stay, and how about playing golf too? That's pretty cool.
When your family or friends ask you and say, hey, we come to Hawaii, we don't want to just stay in one place. I'm one where I like to get out, and I've explored Maui extensively. What do you tell people about, you play the Royal, you play Kai here at Kaanapali, but what I love is you guys all work together. It's cool. Go down the road if you want. I love how it really is. It's an island. It's not just, you got to come to Kaanapali and you got to stay here and we don't want you to go anywhere else. That everybody works hard to share an experience that is perfect for everybody.
Well, if I'm ever asked to give recommendations, I'm going to be pretty upfront and honest. And just by being upfront and honest, it's stuff that I would want to do myself. I do want to go play golf down in Wailea. I do want to go play golf at Kapalua because, you know, variety is a spice of life. And what's cool about it is that each resort has its own personality, its own vibe to it.
One thing that's really cool, I noticed you guys do a deal where you can buy multiple rounds and save just a ton of money. So if you wanted to decamp here and play a round every single day, or even in my case, sometimes I want to play 36 because I'm a junkie. But you've got these screaming deals where you can buy like a, you know, 5 days unlimited, a couple of days unlimited. Yeah. Talk about that, because I mean that's just, you know, what a great offer.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a lot of people who efficiency, you know, you want to squeeze in as much as you can into your vacay, right? Like I said, play golf, go back to the beach, go to dinner, go for a sunset cruise, luau, whatever you want to do. But, you know, if you want to stay and play, we've got anything from 1 to 2 round packages to 5 round packages. And, you know, it makes sense. The more you play, the more you save. And we get pretty creative with our packages, too. You know, for those real golfers who like to play a ton, we have, you know, even if you want to play in one day, it's less expensive to play. If you want to play 36 holes in a day or more, you know, we'll make that happen. So, you know, no matter what your style is and what you want, just come up to the pro shop. We'll take care of you and make sure you get the right plan for you.
And then families. You guys have been, I mean, I think you were one of the ones to really pioneer juniors play for free at a lot of times, not just like at 6:30 on Tuesday. And you've always been so welcoming. I was out the other day on the Kai course, and as we were coming in, families are going out. And to see kids that have clearly not played very much golf, and you can tell like one of the parents is a golfer and all, but you can do that here. It's not like, oh, you know, the country club at home where, no, we don't want to ever see your kids.
Yeah. We'll find a way, like I said. So juniors play free. That's the program that we do here. If your kid's 17 and under, that's a junior, right, in our minds. And so it's a very family-friendly course in that sense, where we have two courses, and we could afford to do that. If many of our families go out on the Kai course, which is very conducive to that. It's a course that doesn't beat you up. You know, you go out there and you can have fun, hit a shot, and if it doesn't go the way you want, you're not too far out of the running to still play the hole. So that's awesome about that. And the foot golf, you know, that's something that just brings families out to play. And for those of you who haven't played foot golf before, that's golf with a soccer ball. It's something that's very big. You can kind of check out all the foot golf courses around the world at footgolfusa.com. And so that's how a lot of people see it here. And it's also, it's visible from the roadside. So, you know, that's kind of what we find. People surprise us by saying they looked it up online. And so, hey, we're the only foot golf course on Maui. And then they come and visit here, and they, you know, some visitors see people kicking a soccer ball on the golf course, and like, what is going on there? And so it's very affordable for families. And so that's just another gateway to golf. You know, you come out here, play foot golf, and you're like, maybe we should just play golf too. So then they come out, play golf, and find out that, hey, for kids, it's free, you know, with a paid adult. So why not bring your kid out here, go and have a great time, and then, you know, the rest of the day is yours to go do anything else that Hawaii has to offer.
And what I love is that for those of us who come from the mainland, we're 3 hours ahead of you. And so I'm awake at 5 a.m. and there's nothing better than playing golf at sunrise or sunset on Hawaii. And you know, so what a treat to see the sunrise or the sunset at Ka'anapali.
You know, those are two of the most special times of the day. Why? Because in the morning, it's, you know, the sun is just coming up above the mountain, you know, burning off the morning dew. You get out there, it's not, you know, the weather is immaculate. It's this nice and cool, light little breeze, if any. And then, you know, you especially for the first few out, you go out and you just go, you march to your own beat. You know, if you're a quick player, it's a great time to go out and play because there's not that many people out in front of you. My favorite time to play is actually sunset. I go out late day and I'll play. It could be by myself or with another friend, but really, you know, our signature hole here is hole number 5 on the Royal Course, and I don't say that just because I work here and play here, but it's one of the most special moments when you time it right. You play, that's our 5th hole, so I'm playing holes 1, 2, 3, 4, just kind of anticipating, number 5 where I'll really take it in. Take my time, take a breath. When I get on the green, the green's right by the beach. That's the reason why. The sunset, especially in the summertime, goes right there. It sets in the ocean right behind the green, and it's breathtaking. The sunsets are typically a hint of tangerine with a little bit of lavender behind it. It's indescribable. Although I'm trying to give you a little taste of what it feels like, and it's one of the more calm moments. The breeze starts to die down as the sun sets, and then all of a sudden you just have this calming feeling and this peace. And as the sun sets, it's time to go in, and then the day is made. The day is made. So it's a special place to be. That's why Hawaiian royalty has been here at Kaanapali hundreds of years ago. It's not coincidence, right? It was all part of that master plan. Where is that first special resort going to be in all of Hawaii? Right here at Kaanapali.
Boom. I have nothing more after that. Sudhi Nitakorn is the director of golf here at Kaanapali Resort. I strongly encourage you, any time of year, winter, we're here in the middle of summer, and let me tell you, it's way better than Seattle. Just for the record, Sudhi, in case you're wondering, even though Seattle's pretty nice in the summer, this is pretty sweet. Thank you for the hospitality. It's so great to be here again.
Absolutely. So I'll just leave everybody with a little breath from Hawaii and just say aloha.